Stargazer time. Our weekly feature where we see what to look for in our dark island skies, as well as find out little bits of information about what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we're welcoming him back right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus and Mars towards the west after sunset. The moon this week will begin to wane as the week goes on.
And I understand you've got an update on a final stage of a NASA mission.
Yes, it is NASA's Cassini mission to Saturn, and it is about to end in dramatic fashion. The Cassini probe, which has been studying Saturn since the turn of the century, is conducting a series of suicidal orbits that will see the probe dash through the rings of Saturn, make close encounters with its moon, and then end in a fiery display of molten metal as the probe burns up in the Saturnian atmosphere.
Are they going to be streaming this thing live on the internet that we can watch it, or is this going to be kind of time delayed?
Unfortunately, yes. Because of the time delay between here and Saturn, it's not something you can live stream, but we will be receiving images up until Cassini's final moments.
And I'm guessing that we're going to be learning some pretty important information before this thing finally calls it a day.
You can bet it. Cassini's final orbits will take into places that no spacecraft has been before. This intrepid robotic explorer will be uniquely placed to gather incredible data and images that will give us the best view of the giant planet yet.
What's the closest it'll get to Saturn and still be feeding images back to us?
Well, that's really hard to tell. As we get closer to Saturn, there's an intense radiation environment, and it's entirely possible that this could interfere with the communication systems on the probe. So we're hoping that at least we'll get some close-up images of the upper atmosphere.
Should be pretty cool.
Should be awesome.
And again, I know we've talked about similar stuff relating to this before, but why are they sending it into the atmosphere as opposed to ditching it elsewhere?
Well, unfortunately, Cassini lacks enough fuel and power to make a hard burn for anywhere else in the solar system. Its nuclear battery is still pretty good, but the rest of the spacecraft is aging badly. It is taking a beating from the brutal radiation environment around Saturn. So even if we could send it somewhere else, it might not survive the trip.
Well, let's hope we get some nice pictures and possibly some video in this final stages of the mission. We appreciate the update. Thank you, Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week here on Stargazer.